I'd like to run through just a little bit of Bart's Law with you, because I broke one of them yesterday. Bart's Law number one, don't ever tell the truth in a political campaign. That basically gets back to Walter Mondale saying, of course I'm going to raise your taxes, so will Reagan. The difference between us is I'm telling you the truth. Well, he lost 77 states that year, which told me don't ever tell the truth in a campaign. Lie your ass off. And once you get in, then live with it. First, law number two, it's very probably the most important one. Anytime a person or entity makes a mistake, unquote, that puts extra money in their pocket, expect them to make that mistake again and again and again. This is why we're in Iraq. The Bush family can't make billions of dollars at peace. They've got to accidentally blunder into a war so they can kick up that war machine and make that big, giant money. Poppy Bush is going to make hundreds of millions, if not billions, off of this. Halliburton is going to, well, they've already made billions. And did you see, Leslie Clark, I have him on tape, in Oklahoma City, he said that when we give money to Iraq, we ought not to have to give Houston 20%. Now, I thought that was a pretty damn bold statement, and I don't know where he gets 20%. I'm certain they're stealing a whole lot more than that. Christ, they started a war. It killed all our soldiers, not all, but it killed 450 soldiers just to make some money. They're not going to do that for an easily 20%. They're in for half at the least. Hell, they could be in for 80%. And for all we know, you know, they keep saying, we keep seeing in Baghdad lines at the gas stations because they say there's a shortage over there because of sabotage. Well, we might believe that, but how do we know that? How do we know they don't have, if the refineries are working, they've got to supply them with oil. Why would they want to supply the refineries with oil and let somebody see the process working when they can just ship it to Kuwait, fill up tanker after tanker with it, and make, what is, 40 million, is it 1.6? I think the big giant tankers hold, what, 400,000 barrels? I give up. Anyway, millions and millions of dollars per tanker. And these tankers are just going crazy. And all that money, all that oil is unreported. It's not, it's going somewhere, but we don't know where. My best guess is Kuwait's getting a finder's fee, and they're just calling it Kuwaiti oil. But that pipeline that goes from Baghdad to Kuwait, that thing is humming, and it's protected, trust me. I imagine years from now, we'll probably have a bunch of soldiers come forward and say, yeah, 1,200 of us. There was a man every 3 feet on that pipeline. That was number important. That was the most important thing in Baghdad. You know, screw all those museums and, you know, the lives of the Baghdad people and all that. We need to protect this pipeline because that's why we're in this war. Bart's Law number three. Do not lay down in front of a bulldozer or a train to become a human shield. Bottom line, the BFEV will run right over your ass. Bart's Law number four, nothing is easy. You wouldn't believe the list of shit I had to do Tuesday. If you remember, Tuesday's page was kind of short. There was kind of a cartoon, and then a bit, and then a cartoon, and then a bit. I tried to get 2-3 bits between them, but sometimes you just run out of time. I had all this to do on Tuesday. I had to first had to go get a flu shot. You know that's going to be 30, 45 minutes minimum. That's, you know, that's 45 minutes of waiting in the doctor's office, and then they start to get to you. Next, I had to go to Sam's to pick up a couple of prescriptions. Well, you know how that is. And yes, I know I'm supporting the evil Walmart, but it's a few dollars cheaper. I'm guilty. I'm sorry. But yeah, Walmart, Christ, if you can find a parking spot, and then you walk in the rain, then you stand in line to show them your ID, like God forbid somebody without an ID get inside the store. You can't buy anything without an ID. You'd think it'd be worth their while to let people in without a store ID and have them say, damn, I'd like to buy some of this. I better go apply. But no, you got to show them the ID. So I get in there. Oh, and you can always expect a line there. That's if they're open. You know how they always close the Sam's Pharmacy between 1 and 2? Somehow that's the time when, about the time I sober up. Just kidding. Okay, from there, had to drop off Mrs. Bart's packages at the UPS office. You know what that's going to be like. From there, I had to go to the Bart Cop mailbox on the off chance there might be something in there. And God forbid there was. There was a subscriber in there. Bless him. Oh, well, I'm thinking about it. Lady sent me, out of the blue, $86.43. You remember 86.43? Remember what that is? 86 for dump the bastard, and 43 is Bush's number. I just think if you were going to contribute some money and just couldn't think of how much, 86.43 has got a real nice ring to it. And thanks to that lady for sending that in. So I go to my, if you count UPS as number one, here's now I'm at the second post office, and that's a parking problem, but there's no big problem getting to the P.O. box. But then I get there, and I got a postage due notice. So now I got to go to the real post office and stand in line. After that, I had to go see my old boss about some matters. From there, I had to go to the bank, get some money for Mrs. Bart's 50th birthday. That's something else I needed to get into. Today is the... Hell, it's in December. Her birthday is the 16th. I told her she could have pretty much whatever she wanted for her birthday, within reason, because I know she's not going to ask her too much. She said, all I want for my birthday is snow. And I'm thinking, well, hey, there you go. I can provide that. We'll just jump in the touring sedan and go over to Colorado. That's, what, 12-hour drive or something? That's not too hard to do. We can stay in some of those Fleabag $25 hotels. Remember that trip to up the backside of Colorado? We stayed at that little gay hotel, the little, I forget what it was called. They had the cutest little, cowboy. It was Trail Riders Hotel or something. They got a cute little gay-looking cowboy with a little kerchief and everything, a little cartoon boy. It was so funny. Anyway, yeah, I thought we'd stay in some of those Fleabag hotels, have a little cheap vacation, I get over there. But I look on the weather map today, and it's 50 degrees and raining in Denver. Well, look, they said, sure, you can find some snow if you go to Aspen or Vail or Snowmass. Well, you know, those are nice places, but we didn't want to go a place to where we could see some manufactured snow on one part of the mountain where the machines were blowing it. No, we were kind of hoping there'd be some snow in the mountains for Christmas, but no, I asked too much. So, next week, I'll put this on the regular page, too, for the non-subscribers. Reminds me of George Carlin. Remember, he said, I'm going to tell you a story about Billy and Dusty. Billy was a Cadillac and Buddy was not. So, that's what's on the agenda. I'll have to explain this on the page, too. So, I have all this to do, and you just know Bart's Law number 4, nothing is easy. So, I jump in my ragged-ass car. First thing, get the flu shot out of the way. They say the flu is a bitch this year. And man, at my age, I'm so old. Yeah, I need my flu shot. So, I drive down to the doctor's office. Surprisingly, there was a parking spot. I'm thinking, hell, this is my lucky day. So I go in, press the button, and there's an elevator. What the hell? It's two in a row. I didn't even have to wait. Ride the elevator up to the sixth floor, get out, walk in the doctor's office. There was nobody there. Well, there was one guy, but he was getting ready to leave. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Did the plague already hit? Is that why there's no one here? So I tell the lady, I need a flu shot. She says, sure, no problem. Roll up her sleeve. And it's like, damn, look here. So I'm in and out of there in a flash. How'd it go? So next thing on the list, go to Sam's. Here's a guaranteed nightmare. Nothing is easy at Sam's. But go figure. I got a parking spot somewhere near the door. I walked in. Didn't have to walk through the rain, but it wasn't too long a walk. Show my little ID to the weasel at the door. No, I'm sorry, not a weasel. Probably some Walmart workers listening. I was, you know, flippant remark. A, pharmacy's open, and B, no one's in line. I walk in, they say, hey, Bart. I have to buy so many drugs, they know me now. Hey, Bart. So they hand me my deal, and I'm out the door. What the hell? Two in a row. Go down to UPS store. Drive up, parking spot, 5 feet from the door. Well, I'm lying again. 12 feet from the door. The number one, if I called ahead and said, reserve Bart's private parking spot, there it was, right next to the door. So I walk in with Mrs. Bart's packages. Lady said, can I help you? I said, hey, yeah, fill this out with the Southwest credit card, getting them free miles again, and boom, I'm out of there. I'm already on to my second post office. There was no parking at the second post office, so I said, fuck it, I just kind of pulled right up to the curb, ran in, got my mail, ran right out, boom, I was gone. So I go to the third post office. That's where Bart's Law number 4 kicked in. There was a... less than 50 people in line. There might have been 30, 35. And they got the 4 windows, and of course, 2 of the windows were empty. It's always a good... why does the post office, and I'm sorry if you work for the post office, but why does the post office always have their employees take their vacation in late December, or in any kind of December? Shouldn't the post office have a law that they have no vacations in December? It just... why build the 4... little stations there, if you're only going to man 2 of them at Christmas time? I mean, please. Can't we hire some people from insurance or credit to beef the post office up and make it work more efficiently? Then the worst comes. I did. Oh, I got me some new Thurgood Marshall stamps. If you want to buy some stamps, well, if you're going to buy some stamps, buy the breast cancer stamps. I forgot. But if not, that came out wrong, but the Thurgood Marshall stamp just shows a little solidarity with my black brothers. So, I find out the reason I had to go to the post office was because, I think I mentioned this, there's so much, who knows, I write stuff, and then I say, oh, that's no good, and I erase it, but I remember writing it, so I think it got published, so who knows. I found a pile of sticker mail to go out. And I thought, damn, look at that. I'm such a nerd. I'm 10 months or something past due on that. So I just dropped them in the mailbox. They all had 34-cent stamps on them. No, they can't deliver it. No. They cancel my 34. They tell me, hey, go screw yourself, Bart. They handwrite it on there with love, you know, on the little deal. And some... I sent probably a dozen of them, so 12 times now I'm going to have to go to the damn post office and give them 3 cents so I can get my, hell, it'd be cheaper just to let them have it, but as soon as I do, there'll be some, you know, Don Henley will be sending me a certified check for $50,000 or something to help get Bart Cop Radio going, but no, I don't have time to go stand in line at the post office thinking it's a 3 cent deal, so I'm just going to miss out. Oh, my life is terrible. So then, go to my old car lot there, which has moved. And I forgot to bring the thing I was supposed to bring them. So then back to Bart Cop Manor, back to the car lot. Oh, that's so awful. Then I get to the bank. They say the check I got from the car lot is no good. Perfect. Sounds like my old boss. So what started out, perfect at the doctor's office, perfect at Sam's, perfect at the UPS, perfect at post office number 2, post office number 3, got me. Oh, and the bank kind of got me. But, boy, the post office. Like I say, I know you people work hard at the post office. But can't you put all 4 people? Shouldn't there be a... You remember at Sam's, they used to have a sign. I don't know if I was the one that forced them to take it down, but they had a sign at Sam's that said, if there's ever more than 3 people in line, tell the cashier, and she'll call for more gatekeepers, whatever, cashiers to come up. And I did that every damn time. I'm 5th in line, and I look at the sign, and so I walk up to her, hey, lady, why don't you call for some more cashiers? And they say, oh, we can't do that. I go, well, what do you got a sign there for? You got a damn sign that says, remind us, and I'm doing that, and you're telling me you can't do that. So they took the signs down. Way to go, Bart. Fixed it for everybody. But anyway, in closing, that's why Tuesday's page was short, because I thought I was going to have 6-7 hours worth of crap. Turned out I got it done in probably 2.5. And I'm going to have to do some more stuff before we leave town, try to take care of getting some snow for Mrs. Bart. Anyway, wish I had a better ending for this story.